You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gifts during the 40 years of the desert. One was man that was to the Meritzah. Shabeno, and then the cloud. Aaron HaKohen. It says in the Torah?
No.
Doesn't say. So how do you know? It doesn't say, does it? Some water was? Yeah, anyway. Does it say?
Yeah, but after she, and then she passed away, then
this. No, it says Ber Miriam. Right? Yes?
So, after she goes to her Olam, then...
No, the point here is, for Moshe Aharon does not mention, right? For Miriam, mentions. Why? Why does it mention that they were protected for 40 years with clouds of glory, and they were nourished with nourishment of angels? It's called man.
Moshe would not have been there unless it was for an act of Miriam, that she went to talk to her father to get back with her mom.
Fine, but you go to a restaurant one night, you pay $200 plus tip, is $250. And plus the valet parking, $300. So here, 40 years, they give you food. You don't wash dishes. You know what it is to wash dishes? Shimmy answer.
No cook.
Yeah? So here, why doesn't mention anything about Moshe Aaron, but about Miriam and Miriam, we know that water was given as we see, Bishuta, to her merit. You waiting for me?
Yes.
Now here, we can learn a very fundamental, important lesson. And it is, obviously, we like to be known as what we did. You know, it gives you very, very special feeling, you know. People know, I built it, I did it, I ran it. I made it happen. I helped them. So now here, it's a very interesting thing, and that is, we don't know anything about how the clouds of glory came about. You know, to whose merit, or that's a demand. But the wonder we know, why? Because here we see that Am Yisrael, they were extremely appreciative about the whole scenario. When she passed away, it's like, so what? So what? Then you should come and you tell your leader that lost his sister. Say, I'm sorry, you know, feel the pain. It's like nothing. So now here we learn, as long as you are appreciated, so that means you lose your credit, you lose your merit. But when you're not appreciated and you're ignored for whatever you do, so then you gain your credit. Understand what happened?
Yeah.
No. I know it takes at least a couple of years to to digest this, but we see exactly that how we see in the Torah, it teaches us. You know, we don't see that like they attacked Moshe and this and that, you know. But here, about Miriam and Miriam, he says nobody cried for her. How could be such a thing? You know, a lady... And so work so hard. You know, from the beginning of the Galut, the slavery that went through with her mother, you know, Shifra and Pu'ah, then we see, you know, how She put herself in danger. She ran after the basket and so on, but it said nothing. So now here, what the Master Shem is, the term that is used in Lashon HaKodesh to be appreciative is called Hakarat HaTov. What is Hakarat? Lahakir. That means to recognize. Something good came about. And then to be disappreciative is called kafui tova. What does kafui tova mean? What does kippah mean? Kippah?
Cover.
So kafui tova means it's just like you take a bowl and you cover something that's on the floor. You delete it. So kafui tova means that nothing happened. I don't need to thank anybody. Who's he? I thank him. What did he do? So that's what the whole concept is all about. Gemara says, whoever that it is appreciative to his fellow Jew, for sure, no doubt, no shak, and no tardid, he's kafui tova l'Akadosh Baruch Hu. There's no doubt. If one does not recognize what his fellow Jew has done for him, He sees him. He sees he moves. You know, something changed. Something came about. But he ignores it for something that he doesn't see. That is the Bono Sholam. He doesn't see how he does this for us. So for sure, he's not going to even give it a second thought that had this happened. Something that you see constantly that goes through such a trouble, such a work for you. And you don't thank him. You're going to thank Hashem. Of course not. And that means to know somebody, if he is a proper Oved Hashem, that means he does his duty the right way, see how he's appreciative or not. If he's disappreciative, whatever he does, don't even consider it. Why? Because if he's disappreciative to his fellow Jew, he cannot be thankful to Hashem. So that means to know someone that how good of a servant of Hashem is, see how he's thankful, how he respects another Jew. And that's what we see here. That I'm saying, how can be disappreciated? How can not value what went on? That's what exactly the whole point here is. There's a story about the Mashkiach. Controller, supervisor of a yeshiva named Harav Silver. I think it was in Muncie. Happened to be one day, you got in the bus. So, you know, in the bus, mashallah, they're squeezed. Right? So now he stands in the bus, and there was a young man. So he sees, you know, it's a very, very respectable chacham standing there. So he right away got up, and then he asked him to sit. So he thanked him. And then he thanked him again. He thanked him again for giving him his seat. And when he arrived at his station, he said, "No, I don't know how to thank you." He said, "Kivod HaRav, this is my zechut, my merit to give you my seat." So what do you mean? It's my zechut, that you sit in my, I offer you my seat. So what is that supposed to mean? If I give you zechut, I have to be rude to you? Huh? What kind of logic is this? Of course, yeah. You gain the zechut because you got up and I give you seat. But I should not have any manner because I gave you zechut? Huh? You know what that is? Yeah. People, lack of manner, why? With a fear, you know, I did this for you, I'm helping you. What do you mean? What has anything to do with one another? You have no manners. I give you the quote, I help you. What has anything to do with it? And that's the whole point. Because sometimes we feel, you know, I'm doing a favor. What do you mean? Do you expect me to respect you too? I already, you And that's what exactly the whole point is all about. That is not what one feels that he can be disrespected, disappreciated because you're doing favor to somebody. Huh? But that's what exactly what is called the destructive behavior demands. In Hebrew term is called midot mushchatot. Mashchit means destructive. That means you let yourself to act in a very, very destructive way. Why? Because you give yourself the ability, because I'm doing something good, so I don't need to have manners. I don't have to have derech eretz. So that's the whole point that we're talking about. You doing a favor to somebody, you're taking somebody, it doesn't mean that you can give yourself the right to be impolite and rude to him. But that's not how it works. In our logic, Manter, we say, you owe me already. You owe me because I'm helping you. Don't expect I respect you. Unconsciously, that's what people think. But that's not the Torah way. You're taking a bribe. You're taking a bribe, why? Because by feeling that you're giving zechut to somebody, by helping him, that's enough for you. But here you see, Harav Silver says, Babajan, yeah. You feel I give you the zechut, but that doesn't give me the right to be impolite to you. I have to thank you. I have to thank you. I have a responsibility to thank you. But unfortunately, the mentality is destructive, right? Because that's how people think. That's how people think, you know. I did you a favor already. I'm helping you. What do you want? You have to respect me. I have to respect you. But this is not the expectation the Torah that has from us. Hashem Yizakenu, B'zad Hashem, to be Anshe Midot, as it's called, B'zad Hashem, to Misameach Avinu Shebashamayim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.